Kasha number 78, Chavis is talking about Olam Haba and giving reasons why the Torah didn't specifically talk about Olam Haba. So his first reason was because it's not something that we understand what we're going to be and how we're going to be and what causes us pleasure. Just to pause for a moment and talk about Olam Haba. There are many discussions about Olam Haba and Mashiach. And there's really two things. There's Olam HaNeshamos, which is the interim place for Neshamos, where one goes after he or she dies, before Mashiach and Olam Haba begin. It's called Olam HaNeshamos. It's a place, the Derech Hashem writes, that those who deserve it receive a reward, and those who deserve punishment receive their cleansing there. Now, the Rambam seems to say, and most agree with the Rambam, that when Mashiach comes, we will get back our bodies and our souls united for that time period. And the enemies of the Jews will be destroyed. It will be a time of Ahayu Hashem L'melech HaKol HaOretz. At that time, there will be a neshama and a guf, but the difference will be, now our guf is like the primary part of our body. At that time, the neshama will be the primary part. The body will be there, but like in a thinner state. It's hard to understand. And after that time comes Olam Haba, a time period that again, the Rishonim discuss what it looks like and when it comes. The Ramchal says Olam Haba is eternal. It comes after 6,000 years of this world. And after 10,000 years, the total, including Mashiach and Tchias HaMesim, after that time, the 10,000 year period begins of Olam Haba and lasts forever. So that's just a little bit of an overview of what Olam Haba is, once we're talking about it. Another important point to make before we go further is that in order to have Tchias HaMesim, one must have studied Torah. Nothing can make it happen other than Torah. It's the Tal HaTchia. Torah is the dew that will be Mechaya Mesim. And that's why the Gemara asks, Noshim b'may zachyon. How are the women going to stand up? They don't have Talmud Torah. What's their connection to Torah? And the answer the Gemara gives is they encourage their husbands and their children to learn Torah. So, even if they learn Torah themselves, it sounds like, but their Iker Schus is helping their husbands and their children because it's the mitzvah of Talmud Torah. That's a mitzvah unto itself, not just Torah to learn about mitzvahs, like women have such a mitzvah. They have to learn about the mitzvahs they do, but they don't have a mitzvah of learning Torah just for the sake of Torah. To be part of Tchias HaMesim, one has to have the schus of Torah. Now the Chavis of Avos continues, V'echara taimimu, a second reason why the Torah doesn't talk about Olam Haba, and he says, very interesting thing. He says that the regular people, Hamoin Ha'am, in every generation, we know about Schar and Einish and Olam Haba. How do we know? Because we have a Masaira, we have a tradition that we've accepted Baal Peh from the Nevi'im. And interestingly, he says, the Chachamim, the wise men in every generation, are able to come to an understanding and fathom Olam Haba just from philosophical logic. Besides, and in addition to the Messiah that they have. And therefore, the Nevi'im didn't see fit, necessary, to mention Beferish about Olam Haba in their Svarim. Just like many of the mitzvahs and their Pirushim and their obligations, of many mitzvahs are not Beferish. The reason being, because they were Saimech on the Mesairah, on the tradition that we have Baal Peh. So there's a Mesairah for it, and if there's a Mesairah, there's no need for us to talk about it specifically in here He sounds like he's specifically talking about Nevi'im, but I guess it's referring to all of Tanakh as well, even the Torah. What's the third reason? The third reason, Mipnei Sha'am Shekibelas HaTorah, Hoya B'matziv Shel Sichlus V'Havona Mitzumtzemes Bo'isei Hazman. Klal Yisrael, when they accepted the Torah, was very limited in their understanding. Like it says, at the end of the 40 years in the Midbar, Moshe Rabbeinu says, Hashem didn't give you a heart to know and eyes to see and ears to hear, ad hayayim hazeh, until this day. And therefore Hashem acted with them like a father who has mercy on his young son. Shekasher who writes a lahadruch isai, who oises ois ba'adinus uvahadraga, that when he wants to educate him, he does it very with a lot of mercy, with gentle care, and he does it in madregas. He does it in levels. K'may shekasov kinar Yisrael vayaveyu, Klal Yisrael are like children, says Hashem, and I love them. Ve'av kishu writes a lelamin es benoy boydenar es achochmas sheyale al yodan lemalus al yonis. And when a father wants to teach his son, he wants to educate his son while he's still young, the things that he's going to need to reach great heights. Sheinu masigay son adayin, but he's not there yet. He's not able to understand them yet. Ilu hayu meshachneas benoy lomoid es achochmas adei shaya oimerloi. If he would tell his child the following, Kabbalah lecho aseva yegias hadrocha v'halimut, k'deshatala yidei kach elamalas haikaris v'anechmadis. Just accept this path that I'm teaching you, because it will bring you to good things in the future. Az lo haya haben mekabal atzmei sevel ze. The child will not care about it. V'lo haya shemei al aviv. He wouldn't listen to his father. Because he doesn't understand the value of the milus that his father is promising him. Doesn't make any sense to him at this time, and he's not receiving any reward immediately. But when his father promises something, incentives, that he's going to immediately be able to enjoy food or drink, malbus yafa, nice clothing, til yafa, nice trip, b'chayitza b'ze. V'avim ma'ayim ala bo'ine sheyargish esarim yad. And he also gives him fear that if he doesn't do it, he's going to feel the pain immediately. K'gayin rav, choyser albasha, famine, lack of clothes, makas, vanshim daimim, all different types of punishments. B'noisif al-kach, and even more than that, he shows him very clearly proofs that the son is able to understand and rely on and experience and relate to. Then the son will be able to be maskim that even though he's going through something that may be hard for him to do, but he realizes that if he does it, he gets rewarded, something he can relate to, and if not, he gets punished. And when he's going to get older, and his seichel becomes more mature, then he's going to realize the whole purpose of where he was going. When he's going to finally see the final goal, he's going to then go and do the things he needs to do, not for the immediate reward, like he needed right in the beginning. And then he's going to realize that what his father promised him, then, that was so sweet, was really just candies. It wasn't really the real reward and the point. He only did it because his father had rachmanis to get him to go on the proper path. When he wanted to convince Klai Yisrael to serve him, he gave them, and the nation, Klai Yisrael, the generation, was Makabal the Torah. He gave them promises of punishment and fear of, I'm sorry, promises of reward and fears of punishment that they should understand immediately. Because he knew when they're going to be mature enough to finally serve him properly, at that point they'll understand about Olam Haba. And they'll serve Hashem for that purpose. And the same thing says the Chayvus HaLevavos is why when we have in the Torah Psukim describing Hashem with seemingly physical action, he sees, he smells, he comes down, because for the Dar that's Mekabel the Torah, and it's for us as well, we need to be taught like children in things we could relate to. The point is that we should grow to an understanding to realize that that's really not the Pshat, that's not really the Schar. That's not really the Einish, but it has to start off simply. And that's why the Torah doesn't talk about Olam Haba, and only talks about Olam Hazeh.